And the next coach in the teleconference in Indiana is Shonda Stanton. The Hoosiers, who are number 48 in this week's NCAA RPI, will be hosting the Big Ten tournament for the first time this weekend. They come in with a 35-20 record after going 10-13 in Big Ten play. Indiana will be the number 7 seed in this week's Big Ten tournament. They'll meet 10th-seeded Penn State in a first-round game on Thursday at approximately 4:30 p.m. Eastern time on BTN. Coach, good morning, and thanks for joining us. If you could, open with a quick statement, then we'll take some questions from the media.
Well, we're excited about what you all are doing and, you know, having every game televised at Annie Moore Field. It's a beautiful day today. Hopefully the weather will hold out on the weekend, but the facility looks awesome. The staff at Indiana has done an incredible job of getting things ready. We know the Big Ten's excited, and you're going to see high level of softball played all the way around. So it's going to be a great show for the fans.
Thank you, Coach. Let's open it up for questions from the media.
If you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Once again, that's star 1. We'll pause for just a moment to compile the Q&A roster. And your first question is from Dane Linke, Big Ten Network.
Coach, obviously a lot of excitement being the host. If you could, what's got to go right for you guys to win this tournament here at home?
Well, Tara Trainer has got to go right. And, you know, I just want to say that's not added pressure to Tara Trainer. You know, we are so proud of her. She has really brought recognition and pride to Indiana softball. And, you know, the things that she has done this year, you know, this is year 2 for us. When we inherited this program, our RPI sat at 126. We got as low as 26 this year. And you don't do that if you don't have a Tara Trainer. And so, yeah, she's got to be sharp, and she has been. You know, I think when you look at the matchup, both teams are very familiar with each other, just coming off of the road series at Penn State. You know, whichever team gets the timely hit is going to be the team that moves on. You know, we hit a mere 176 against them on the weekend, and they hit a buck 28. And, you know, we had a couple bombs, you know, the first day, you know, but against their ace, you know, we had a 2-0 win, and then we got shut out. And so we got to make adjustments sooner offensively. We got to be patient. And when she gives us that one good pitch, we got to be able to attack. So, you know, we believe in Tara Trainer. And for us to have a great tournament, it's going to start with her in the circle. And then offensively, we got to be plus one.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your next question is from Casey Campbell, GreatLakesPost.com.
Hey, Shonda, how are you?
I'm doing well, Casey. Thanks.
I wanted to ask you, obviously, Indiana softball, you can't mention it without Tara. What has she meant to this team? And, I mean, obviously, her story is just incredible. I got a chance to talk with her earlier this year. What do you think about Tara, and what has she meant to this program and meant to you personally?
You know what? She's meant everything. This is a kid that when we sat at the beginning of this year in year 2, we told this team that we could win a Big Ten title on our field in Annie Moore Field, or we could not even qualify for the conference tournament. You know, anything could go based on, you know, the team, because it takes a team. But we knew that we could be successful because we had a Tara Trainer. When you hand her the game ball, you know, she's averaging a strikeout an inning. She induces easy pop-outs. And then it gives the ability for the defense to make a great play behind her because we're so loose and we're so free. You know, I think when she's on as well and things are working for her in the circle, it makes us looser at the plate and you see good things happen. You know, she's a young woman that is just so remarkable the way she goes about her business. She's ambitious. She's driven. And she has really been a joy to coach. We're going to miss her. We're proud of her. We're excited about her bright future. She's been drafted in the pro league. She may want to go to be a grad student as well and get into coaching. She's got a lot of options. She's really smart. I just can't wait to see what she does in the future. She's going to shine bright.
All right, Shonda, thank you. And have fun hosting and good luck in the tournament.
Thank you.
Once again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad.
Coach, we appreciate the time. We'll see you this weekend down there in Bloomington.
Thank you for everything you guys do.